Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Exactly who he wants to go after and why he wants to go after him and going after him. And, I think you'll see it's not going to blow anybody away necessarily, the names. But I think, the end game here for Penny and for Memphis is that it's all gonna pay off a lot more than it did this past season.
Does it seem to you that they're trying to build a team around David Jones, even though they don't have a firm answer from David Jones?
No, I do not get that impression. I think that, as a matter of fact, I think they are going about their business the only way they can, and it's assuming he's not going to be back.
Right.
And now I don't think that, let me rephrase that. I don't think they're assuming he's not going to be back, but I think they are.
They can't operate as if, hey, correct. He's on the team. He's all, it's not correct. Like he's under contract. Yeah.
Yes. That is how they are operating. I think they are. Yes. They're operating as if he is not going to be back. And then if he is, I don't think it's going to like make any major waves. His spot is safe. And the way they are constructing this roster, it's not like they're going for a completely new identity. He's good enough to where if he does return, he can fit in really with anybody. I think they're doing it the only way they can, and that's because, what was it? Not last offseason, but the one before, I think they got themselves in a little bit of trouble, kind of proceeding as though Lester Quinones would be back.
Yeah.
And then it sort of snuck up on them. I don't think it's a secret that they did not expect him to leave. And then when he left, it was late and they didn't have, they lost a lot of shooting when they lost him. And so, and defense and it was not ideal. And so I think this year they're determined to make sure that sort of thing doesn't happen again.
And then lastly, Jaquan Walton has entered the transfer portal. I take it not a great surprise to those that are around the program.
No, the assumption around the program. No, it's not an assumption. He's out of eligibility. Like, he does not have any eligibility left. He started his career at Georgia, played one season. Then the second season, he played two games and left in December. So then he played. So that's two seasons. That counts. Even though he played two games, it's not like he got a red shirt. Like, when you leave a program mid season, no matter how many games you've played, that counts as a season played. And I think that's what's getting a lot of people tripped up as that news broke over the weekend that he was, and you got to remember the other thing, Rothstein's, the way he phrased it, Jaquan Walton was planning to enter the transfer portal. Did not say he was entering the transfer portal, said he was planning to. But, yeah, played a season at Georgia, started another season at Georgia, then played a year at junior college, and then Wichita State, and then the one at Memphis. That's five seasons. And so the way it was explained to me by a source in the aftermath of that announcement is that he can enter the portal all he wants to. He's not eligible. So, But to answer your question, that was the way everyone
interpreted his eligibility.
Yeah, so like him entering the transfer portal was of no consequence to Memphis because they were never planning for him to be back for another season.
Munns, we appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
That is Jason Munns, Tiger basketball beat writer for the Commercial Appeal. Birdies just celebrated their first anniversary over the weekend. Got a text from Brian saying that Saturday was one of the biggest days that they've ever had. I want to thank everybody for going out and for experiencing Birdies for themselves. If you haven't done so, go check them out. 493 South Main Street, Suite 101. It's Memphis's home for indoor golf. Three simulators, a virtual putting course, full service bar, and just a spectacular spot to go for a group. Wedding season is fast approaching. If you're looking for something to do, if you want to keep the bachelor party local, Birdies would make a great spot for that. Also, if you're looking to add on an activity on wedding weekend, Birdies would make a great spot as well. Check out their memberships for $100 a month. You can get 10 hours on the simulators. Also, if you got a big golf trip coming up this summer, go get ready for that golf trip by playing whatever course you're headed to on their simulators. They have one of 600 courses worldwide on their simulators. So basically, if you're headed out to play it, you can play it right there on their simulators. Golf at birdies.com for more information. Also, make sure you follow them on Instagram at birdies901. We had Masters weekend over the weekend. Scottie Scheffler picks up his second green jacket. Let's get into the list. We'll talk about it there, as well as the other news in sports. NBA playoffs is set. We'll do all that during hour number two. Stick around. You're listening to Giannotto and Jeffrey, 92.9 FM.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
ESPN.
Let me tell you how it will be.
Giannotto and Jeffrey, broadcast live from the Red River Toyota Studios. Check out Red River Toyota in Wynn, Arkansas. This hour of G&J is brought to you by the next generation 10G network. Only from Xfinity. The Giannotto and Jeffrey Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the huge sports moments this spring. The exclusive sports book of ESPN has it all, including exclusive offers and promotions from Scott Van Pelt and Stephen A. Smith. From the playoff intensity to getting on the links and out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book play. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play. You must be 21 or older and in Tennessee. For problem gambling support, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789. Terms and conditions do apply. See the app for details. Mark Giannotto has rejoined the program. Let's get into the list.
Giannotto and Jeffrey make a list of the biggest stories and people they need to talk about. Being on the list can be a good or bad thing. Listen to find out who made it and why. This is The List.
You just made the list!
Presented by Birdies 901, Memphis's place for virtual golf on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Scottie Scheffler.
You just made the list!
Yeah, Mark. Scottie Scheffler wins his second green jacket in 3 years, now dating back to 2022. He has 10 wins, two majors, two players, couple of, I believe, Arnold Palmer invitationals. He's won the match play in there. You know, the thing, though, that I was really, that kind of like got me going yesterday thinking about this, and it's like, I do understand those out there that Scotty's personality or maybe lack thereof doesn't really do anything for them. You know what it really just made me starting getting just actually angry about? I am so done with the Jordan Spieth, the Justin Thomas click running American Golf. Remember when they tried to sell Scottie Scheffler as like a charity case for making the 21 Ryder Cup team? He ends up in singles beating John Rahm, and then we realize like, oh yeah, no, that was just the beginning of what we're doing. Like, I'm just kind of over the let's have that little boys club. You know, Zach Johnson appeasing to them. Man, he's really acquitted himself nicely. It's like, I'm just so over them. Like, give me the actual good players.
I mean, if you're basing it on results, it feels like all of them are past their prime at this point, based on, like, results. Like, they're, you know, results-wise, Spieth's heyday was what? Now we're going on, like, 10 years from his heyday. Justin Thomas... he won the major. Well, what did he win? The PGA last year? A year and a half ago?
He won the PGA when Mito Pereira absolutely fell apart.
Yeah. I agree with that. No, what I found interesting is you're right. Like, Scottie Scheffler, you know what he strikes me as? He's like the Tim Duncan of golf.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. At this point, great, like, comp. Love it.
Everyone acknowledges he's the best in golf right now. Everyone also acknowledges, it might be better for golf if someone with a little more personality were the best. But if you're singularly dominant, which is what right now he's starting to round into that type of form, maybe you can overcome the lack of, you know, pizzazz, if you will. And I'll say this for his, if we're talking about this from, you know, crossover appeal, all that, he played this baby thing perfect. Jeffrey, I can tell you, for instance, I was with some females, including my wife, this weekend, very invested in, like, the whole he would leave, even if he was leading, to be at his wife's side. And ultimately, he played this perfect because he made it clear from the get-go that he would leave even if he was leading, but didn't actually have that scenario play out. Won the Masters and still looks like a good guy. He was never forced to kind of make a decision, obviously, but he could have, you know, he could have taken the approach of, well, we'll see or something like that, but he played it perfect. He got his cake and ate it too.
Well, and then also, you know, yesterday he admitted, you know, I think it was his buddy had a cell phone, and if she called before his round started, he'd leave. Didn't say he'd leave mid-round.
Yeah. Regardless, I think he helped. I think he won. You know, like, my wife was invested in him winning. She's like, oh, I hope he wins, you know, or that he has his first child. Like, and so, like, I think, you know, maybe that'll help him a little bit. It certainly made him, endeared him to the women I was around yesterday. But nonetheless, I mean, would you call it I didn't get to watch that much of Sunday's actions. I really just watched the recap of it.
Yeah.
Because I was at the Nuggets game. But, would you call it a boring Masters because he pulled away down the stretch? Or was it, you know, would you call it a good – how would you assess this Masters, considering there wasn't, like, some signature moment, it felt like?
No, I thought it was a great Masters because this is, for like golf sickos, this is how you've always wanted Augusta National to play, like firm and fast. You know, you saw very quickly, and then when the winds picked up on Friday, you could just tell it's like, okay, this is just for big boys only. Like, you had to be in complete control to even just be a part of it. I do understand for people that want to just tune in and watch drama that the back nine didn't really have a whole lot of drama, but I think that spoke to Scottie Scheffler. Like, to me, what it really showed was Saturday was probably the day that he was most shaky. And, you know, he makes the double, then he follows it up with a bogey. And then you realize, like, when he got it into the house under par, you really realize, like, oh man, that was that somebody had to like go and post a number and make him chase, because it became very clear yesterday when you had the four guys tied for the lead, and then Scotty goes and birdies 8, nearly eagles 9, and then plays 10 and 11 very solidly. And then you realized, okay, everyone else was like, well, I have got to go full, like, pedal to the metal. And you realize that, like, no one else could do it. To me, it really spoke to, there was, like, this idea that everyone folded around him. Mark, he shot 68 in the final round. The best round of the day was 66, and it was Tom Kim. He teed off at, like, 8:30 in the morning, or 9:30 maybe there. Like, he just went out and he blitzed it, and I think that was kind of what got lost in it. It's like, the person who had really the best round of, like, of all the top 20 contenders was him.
Well, and the other thing I took note of, I don't know if you saw the coverage, I think it was Kevin Van Valkenburg of No Laying Up, wrote something kind of like his wrap-up piece. And one of the things he brought up in it was, apparently, I don't know if you heard this, at the Champions Dinner before the tournament, Tom Watson stood in front of the group.
Yeah.
Kind of gave like a, hey guys,
isn't it nice that we're all here together?
Yeah, that we're here all together. I'm not telling you guys how to handle the modern game of golf. I'm past my prime, but oh, by the way, isn't it great we're all here? You know, like all the best golfers are in the same room. Shouldn't we maybe try and, you know, think about that moving forward? I thought that was interesting.
Well, then the reaction was apparently like it was met like a fart in church. Apparently, like, that was, like, no one really said anything, and then they just kind of ended it.
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, to me, that was kind of the other thing that stood out is, yeah, Bryson was up there. Like, to me, the thing that was really obvious is Scotty was the only guy that, like, put up a good round on Friday and added to it. Everyone else was like, you put up a good round, and they kind of were hanging on. I'm not going to try to make too much out of one tournament saying what it says about LIV and whatnot, but, man, it really just felt like Scottie Scheffler is a competitor, and it feels like, you know, a lot of the – if LIV had their win at the last Masters, this did not feel like a win for LIV Golf this week.
Yeah, no, and you – I mean, you already have Rom kind of not so subtly publicly kind of chafing at – hey, shouldn't we? Basically, the entire you have to play less golf. It's not going to be like the PGA Tour. And Rahm, after like three starts, like, can't we make this more like the PGA Tour?
He's like, I hate the format. Apparently, Hatton was telling people they're going to 72 players next year and trying to do 72 holes and whatnot. But, like, I don't know. I guess that was kind of the other takeaway I had. Tiger spoke yesterday, and he said he did meet with Yasser. I don't know, was that 2 weeks ago, maybe a week ago? And he kind of said it was optimistic, but, like, you can just tell, man, like, this merger, if it happens at all, like, it's not going to be something that's going to happen here in, like, the next calendar year. It doesn't seem like, at least.
Well, get used to this player on the PGA Tour, it seems.
Well, and then, I mean, kind of that was the other thing. It's like, you did realize when you look at the numbers from the Masters this week, like, my instinct was this is only going to make the Masters feel, or make the majors feel like they're the only things that matters, because that's when everybody's here and all the rest just kind of feels like meh, whatever. Like, that to me really showed that the only thing we're really going to care about is the majors.
Yeah.
Also, of course, we had Nance. Man, Nance was laying it on thick yesterday. I mean, just, you could tell, like, he was just unloading the whole hopper of...
Like I said last week, I mean, come on, the guy has been having to, like, keep it all in for a month when usually, you know, he's laying it on thick at the final... Remember, he's giving someone his tie at the final four, and he didn't get to do it. I mean, maybe he did that still, but, you know, he wasn't able to... This is his first time to talk since the Super Bowl.
And then we had, of course, the saying goodbye to Vern. And, you know, that's a man that's been a part of my life for pretty much my entire sports watching. And it was just nice. Like, you know, Vern's getting all his, you know, all his flowers. Vern walking down from the tower to go shake Tiger's hand was an all-time, like, content moment for me.
Yeah,
you couldn't even really tell, like, he was behind the tree in one of the angles, and it was just like, I can't remember who had that. Someone on the joke said that the tree finally got its revenge from 2009 against Tiger. The car wreck, I was like, that was good stuff.
Yeah, no, they handled Burns going away well, I thought. I watched some of that, you know. Last night I was watching all the clips of all that, and I'll miss him too. I mean, ultimately he's a testament to the best announcers typically keep it simple. You know?
Like, don't even worry if you get the names right. Like, just, you know, it's the economy of words.
Well, like, it's just like his Nicklaus call back in 86. Just,
maybe.
Yes, sir! You know, it's just, like, simple, but it's, like, iconic, you know?
Oh, dear.
And what was the... Oh, and then the Tiger one, you know. What's the exact line? I don't think I've ever seen that in my life.
Ever, I think
like
it's
that.
Ever in your life.
Ever in your life have you seen something like that? You know, it's just like... You know, it was good for Vern. I've always enjoyed him.
Yeah, Vern was the best.
And then, of course, his classic call on Happy Gilmore, too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, who the hell is Happy Gilmore? I mean, that was great. I think another big thing about Scotty, say what you want about his personality. Mark, when I saw him dressed yesterday, I was like, that's a man ready to win the Masters. Like, I don't know what Ludwig was doing. That hat Ludwig was wearing, what is up with that? You can't win the Masters in that hat.
I just saw Ludwig. He spoke to my heart. Did you see when he was walking through the rope line, flapping hands, and someone took the sandwich out of his hand?
Yeah, that was...
And it was like, and he was just like, hey, this happy-go-lucky guy. Immediately, the demeanor changes. That spoke to me a little bit. Don't touch my sandwich.
The other thing was, did this week feel like a win for Bryson? Like, I think we realized, like, Bryson got, like, way too corporate. It was, like, with the brands and whatnot. It's like, if we're going to have Bryson out there, it's like, we want this version of Bryson where it's like, yeah, I'm 3D printing irons that weren't legal 4 days ago, but now they're legal. I'm picking up a sign. Like, I felt like it was a good overall, I felt like for Bryson, most people were like, man, I don't like this guy. I'm not rooting for him, but I miss him. It's better to have him back.
I was going
to
say, of all the guys who left for Liv, the one it's really worked out for is Bryson.
Yeah, because I think when Bryson needed to kind of go away for a little bit. Bryson needed the Chris Jericho reset.
Yeah, so, all right, so we're in a... Well, I didn't watch enough of Sunday to make a statement, but I'm going to go with your word, good Masters.
It was a good Masters. It's just like, I mean, this is kind of the other thing. It's like when you have Augusta and you have a player like that is firing on all cylinders, like that guy can usually separate himself. And like that's the other thing you realize. Like this was the other thing I was thinking about. Rory plays the first two rounds with Scotty. And first round, Scotty beats him by five. Second round, Scotty beats him by five. Like, I think we're now to the point, that was kind of the other thing that stood out, when you heard other people talk, it's like, I think they all realize, man, we are just not as good as he is.
Not right now, no.
No, not at all. All right, you ready? NBA playoffs?
You just made the list!
All right, Mark, the playoffs are set. So I think what's actually interesting is it felt like yesterday Cleveland... like punted to try and get to where they could win a first round series, but they're still going to play Boston. I think the thing that's actually interesting, it's like, if you're the Lakers, do you consider trying to set it up where you'd rather play Oklahoma City, but you're in the 7-8 game? Would you try to avoid Denver? Because I don't think you can actually do that. I think that's something that's fun to, like, ponder, but, like, you can't actually do that in this format.
I saw that, and especially because the Lakers have to, like, in this scenario where people are gaming it out, where it's like, oh, if they can, you know, if they lose, then they get, but, like, they're going to be literally flying to New Orleans. They're flying to New Orleans today. Then in this scenario, they would lose to New Orleans and then fly all the way back to L.A. Like, that's like a tough, you know, That's like a tough thing. It's too risky to do.
Well,
that.
Especially when you consider the Kings and the Warriors, they're playing in Sacramento. Like, they're just going to be entirely on the West Coast.
Yes. Like, it just feels, the whole thing feels too risky to me, to purposefully lose against the Pelicans, even though I think you're right. Like, you'd much rather play Oklahoma City than you would Denver. I think, especially to the Lakers, because the Lakers' big advantage over most teams is Anthony Davis is better than anyone you can put up against him. Well, the Nuggets are like one of the few teams that have someone that's better than Anthony Davis.
It was a competitive sweep, though.
Yeah, competitive sweep, whatever. So that's an interesting little setup there. I mean, it's funny, you mentioned the Cleveland thing. I saw the Cleveland-Orlando series. I go, I know what series the first six games are going to be on NBA TV.
Oh, yeah.
Cleveland-Orlando.
That's the one, baby.
That's the one.
That thing. That whole series has NBA TV written all over it.
Yes, you can already tell we're going to get too much Knicks versus the winner of the Sixers-Miami game on national TV.
Oh, yeah.
I can already feel that. Although, Knicks Heat will be pretty fun, actually. And then the Minnesota Phoenix series is really interesting. Like, three of the four, it feels to me Denver's going to beat whoever they play. Whether it's the Lakers or the Pelicans, Denver's going to run through whoever they play. It'll be a little more interesting if it's the Lakers just because of LeBron and AD. But then the other three Western Conference series feel like they're up for grabs. I know OKC's the one seed, but if they're playing in particular Golden State or the Lakers, given their, and especially Golden State, I think that's gonna be a war of a series. Clippers Dallas is gonna be a really good series. And then Minnesota, you know, they've struggled with Phoenix this year. That's gonna be a hell of a series too. And then in the East, we'll see about Milwaukee, Indiana. I mean, it's all dependent on Giannis's status, but like, it'll be a close series if Giannis isn't playing. But I don't know if it's going to be a fun series to watch if Giannis isn't playing, you know. And then Boston.
Well, it could be fun. It could be fun simply from these games are going to be like 180 to 170.
And then the Boston series could be like, whoever gets Miami, Boston or New York. That's going to be an interesting series to me.
I guess if the Sixers make it and Embiid looks credible, I guess you
I don't
can talk.
I think the Sixers have enough to give Boston a series. I think they could give the Knicks a series for sure. I just think Embiid, I don't trust it. Like, you trust that Embiid is going to be healthy for seven games in a playoff series? I don't. I think he's going to, you know, we've already seen him once tweak it the other night. Like, I'm not buying that. I think it shapes up for a pretty entertaining first round of the playoffs, all things considered. And I do think it'll be interesting. We were talking about the Grizzlies earlier. It does feel like, you know, this is really when it's going to sink in for them. Like, because, like, you know, some of these guys, like Bane, I don't think Bane has ever not played in the playoffs. You know, even Ja, like, that first year they played in the play-in, technically.
Yeah, the bubble play-in.
This is the first time a lot. And, like, just being a team that made it to the bubble kind of felt a little bit like making the playoffs. You know, like, remember some teams didn't go to the bubble?
Yeah.
And so I think the next week or two is when it's really going to sink in for these guys of, like, oh, God, what happened?
Well, I think the thing that's interesting to me is the West feels fairly wide open, and then maybe we're just going to get and find out, like, oh, no, it was just Denver and everybody else. They were just the two seed. And then in the East, it's like, is there anyone that's even going to threaten Boston? I think that's kind of what I've found fascinating. Like, it looks like, like, there's, I can make cases for about five or six teams winning the West, but it feels like if Boston doesn't win the East, like, the first question is, like, what happened?
Yeah, who got hurt?
Right.
You know? Yeah. Yeah, no, I think you're right. I think Boston is a clear-cut favorite to get to the finals. Denver is the favorite in the West, but and not like Boston, even though they're defending champs. But it's more a symptom of the West is strong. And it's, I mean, again, it goes back to the Grizzlies. It's what the Grizzlies are going to have to face next year. The West is really strong again, and it feels like it's only going to be better next year.
All right, quickly, Mark Pope.
You just made the list!
Mark, did you get to see any of the introduction?
I've seen the clips. It was, they pulled it off well. They've done a good job.
Did Pitino just say he's going to donate to the Kentucky NIL?
Something like that, yeah. And they're all, well, it sounded like it might be in exchange for giving them a home and home. St. John's a home and home.
I mean, he kind of crushed it. Like, yeah, it was theatrical and whatnot, but like, when they brought the 96 team out, like, you're sitting there going, okay, man, it's pretty good.
Well, and listen, we give Kentucky fans a lot of crap. There's not a fan base in the country that would have shown up like that for something like an introductory press conference.
Well, that's kind of the other thing. It's Jeff and I were talking about. There's so many similarities. It's like when John Calipari leaves your program, like one of the biggest Memphis Madnesses ever was Pastner's first one. And it's like it's almost like the same, like you hit the same beats. It's like we're focusing on Kentucky again. It's like it's about the program again. It's like, you know, Josh is like, it's about Memphis again. It's like, oh, everyone's just like trotting back the same talking points. Like it is kind of funny to watch the parallels.
It was smart. It was smart marketing. It got everyone's rooting for that guy now. After some concern about the hire, and deep down there probably is still some concern, but they did a really good job pulling it off. And then it all felt fair game to me, though. After Calipari made it wasn't like Calipari didn't take shots.
Oh, of course not. No, for the record, everything I thought was tremendous content, and I thought everything was like fair.
Yeah, no, it was well pulled off. Mark Pope, they won. It felt like Kentucky won the press conference. I don't know if Mark Pope did as much as just Kentucky won the press conference after making a hire that was within their fan base controversial.
All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get some of Mark's thoughts on Tiger basketball as we've had some news over the last weekend. We'll do that next when we come back right here on Giannotto and Jeffrey, 92.9 FM ESPN.
92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station. The Gabe Kuhn Show afternoons.
It's Gabe Kuhn from 92.9's Gabe Kuhn Show. And 92.9 FM ESPN is a proud radio partner for the 2024 Memphis Touchdown Club Speaker Series benefiting Labanner Children's Hospital. Starting with Paul Feinbaum, our guest speaker, on April 29th at the Hilton Memphis. Get your tickets now online at 92.9ESPN.com or go to MemphisTouchdownClub.com. The 2024 Memphis Touchdown Club Speaker Series for Labanner with 92.9 FM ESPN.
You know that feeling you get when your team goes big? Get that same feeling on Zen Sports. Sign up for a Zen Sports account and receive up to a $1,000 no danger first wager. That's right. If your first bet loses, you can be reimbursed for the amount of your bet up to a $1,000 maximum. Zen Sports offers an exclusive VIP program to Tennesseans. Head to zensports.com/VIP to learn more. Zen Sports. Betting just got better. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-889-9789. No danger wager limited to plus 500 odds to qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Must be 21 or older and in Tennessee to bet.
Hey, Mid-South! Discover your new ride at Gossett Kia on the Pike. You want it? We got it with 2024 Kia Forte LXS. 41 MPG Highway, $199 a month, $34.99 due at signing. How about 2023 Kia EV6 Wind? Rear-wheel drive, $249 a month. Plus, Gossett Kia's got 2024 Telluride LX front-wheel drive, $369 a month. Both $39.99 due at signing, all 24-month lease. And you'll always find peace of mind with Kia's 10-year 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. So stop what you're doing and call Bobby J, because he's ready to put you in a new Kia today. That's Gossett Kia, 1900 Covington Pike, online, KiaCovingtonPike.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
All 650 acquisition, P30,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Forte, RE756120, MSRP22320, EV6, P56033, MSRP50,200, Telluride, RG5, 1,041, MSRP37935, includes all rebates and incentives, must finance through Hyundai, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details, offer valid through 4/30/2024, dealer stock only.
Let me tell you about my friends, Carl and Karen.
This place is sus. Let's go to Tunica.
And so they did. And immediately, they became winners.
Hey, baby, what you doing?
Winning. Hey, baby, what you doing?
Winning.
And not just gaming either. They did spinning, dancing.
Winning!
We're at the sports book.
Winning!
or enjoying a world-renowned meal.
Winning!
No matter what you're doing in Tunica, you're always a winner.
Learn more at tunicatravel.com.
Springtime is project time. Let Waste Connections handle the cleanup for you. From construction projects to move-outs, storm damage debris, roofing material removals, to any debris you got, we'll take care of it. No cleanup job is too big or too small. Waste Connections. We see trash, we pick it up. Call us at 901-398-5400. Mention 92.9 and we'll even give you a discount. That's Waste Connections, 901-398-5400.
Pick a number between 0 and 9. That's right. Now pick another one. Right again. Now pick one more. Wow, you're on a roll. Now, if you only would have played them. Play your lucky numbers today with 3 daily drawings and top prizes of $500 to $5,000. And add Wild Ball for more winning combos. Cash 3 and Cash 4, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing moolah making fun. Please play responsibly.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/radio. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/radio and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/radio. That's hims.com/radio for your free online visit, hims.com/radio.
When you enter a place of business, you're owed a legal duty that the place of business is safe for you to shop in. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. If you suffered an injury at a place of business, our duty is to protect you after that harm. Morgan & Morgan, for the people.com.
Join us at Odyssey as we all do our one thing. Together, millions of things for our planet. Earth Day is April 22nd. Replace your current shower head with a low flow shower head to save water for years to come. What's your one thing?
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Gabby.
Hey, Gabby. It's Jennifer Coolidge. Hi. I'm so glad I reached you at 2 a.m.
Oh, of course. Anyone with a Discover card can call and talk to a real person 24/7. Now, how can I help?
Yeah, I used my Discover card to buy these yellow pleather pajamas, and I'm just not sure I'm pulling them off.
24/7 U.S.-based customer service. It pays to Discover. Limitations apply. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard.
Jake from State Farm. I just beat my running PR, so I'm celebrating with the Banana Bonanza smoothie.
Hey, and you can keep celebrating when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. Go bananas.
I will. Hey, make it a large.
Bundling. Just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
This hour of the G&J Show is presented by Regions Bank. Now, back to the Giannotto and Jeffrey Show, live from the Red River Toyota Studios. Check out Red River Toyota in Wynn, Arkansas. G&J on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Birdies is Memphis's number one spot for virtual golf. It's located at 493 South Main Street, Suite 101. Go check out their membership options right now, because for $100 a month, you can get 10 hours on their simulators. 3 golf simulators, virtual putting course, full service bar, great menu. Makes for a great group spot with wedding season fast approaching. If you're thinking about something for the bachelor party, it makes for a great group spot. Maybe you're just looking to add on another activity during wedding weekend. It would make it for a great spot. Follow them on Instagram coming up this summer. Of course, they'll have more league play. If you want to get involved, you can DM them at birdies901. You can also get more information and reserve your hitting bay today. golf@birdies.com. Mark back in studio. We had mentioned with Munns, decent weekend of news for Tiger basketball. We, of course, get the confirmation that Memphis and UNLV have signed a home-and-home. It'll start with Vegas next year. Munz is saying probably targeting the earlier part of November for that one. We also find out that Colby Rogers has committed. Mm-hmm. We also learned that Jaquan Walton is trying to enter the portal, but as Munz pointed out, no one seems to think that he has any eligibility left.
Well, Jaquan Walton does.
Well, again, and maybe eligibility is...
Regardless, he's not going to play for Memphis next year, correct, even if he does have eligibility.
Correct. So that is where we're at least headed now. Anything big picture kind of strike you? What, is there anything that you've been itching to get off your chest and want to talk about?
No, it just all seems to fall in line with what I said last week of this transfer class so far, the three transfers they've got, make a lot of sense from a team-building perspective if we're assuming David Jones is also included on this roster. All of it has... What did we say coming out of last season? We said, okay, if David Jones... What we learned from last season is, like, you know, with David Jones, he's got some really big strengths as a scorer, as a rebounder, as a guy who gets to the foul line, as a guy who can, you know, get steals, but maybe isn't the most, you know, dedicated on-ball defender. And it was like, okay.
Dogged defender, yes.
We saw this year. It's like, well, if you're going to, you know, a point guard with him needs to be probably a guy who can really D up on the perimeter and is more of a facilitator than a scorer. And we're still waiting on that, but they have the FIU kid coming in. What's his name? Arturo.
Dean, right?
Yeah, something like that this week. And you said, okay, you need like 3-and-D wings around him and facilitators around him. Well, P.J. Haggerty, a facilitator. Colby Rogers, a three-point threat, one of the best three-point shooters in the country. They got this, Scott from North Texas. The two North Texas kids, John Bugs and I'm blanking on his first name, the Scott kid from North Texas, but the Scott kid's an elite defender. John Bugs, another shooter. You know, again, if you just have those guys, the guys they've gotten from the portal and the guys who are visiting, it's not that impressive of a team necessarily. But you put David Jones in there too, with Nick Jourdain, with Dane Danger, with probably, you know, you probably want another big,
yeah,
right, at some point here. It all makes a lot of sense and does strike you as a roster that will be back, you know, projected atop the American Athletic Conference going into next season. Now, is it a Final Four roster? Yeah, I'm not sure about that. Is it a second weekend of the NCAA tournament roster? I don't know about that yet. But it does feel like, and based on some of the things that have also happened elsewhere over the weekend, like it does feel like the league, there's two teams that have clearly positioning themselves within the American basketball-wise to be at the top. It's Memphis and it's UAB.
Yeah, I mean, to me, the
UAB got a big... forget who they got. They got someone from the portal this weekend, and they bring him back that big man, Yaxel Yendenberg, or whatever his name is.
The big question that I have, and, you know, maybe it's too soon, who doesn't know, the question I have is, like, what waters are they swimming in? Because right now, it doesn't feel like... it feels like, you know, you're swimming in the waters of, we're trying to put together, you know, a good AAC team. But this doesn't, to me, like, scream, you know, we are recruiting with the best of everyone. But I'm not necessarily sure that's a bad thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. EvanMaya.com, the analytics site, has it listed right now as the fourth best transfer class in the country. Now, I think that's sort of tilted, if you will, because it's so early still in this process in terms of the transfer portal. There's a lot of names still available, a lot of teams still, you know, especially with the draft process. I mean, we saw last year Memphis, you know, took a bunch of guys late, and there'll be other schools that take a bunch of guys late. But it does seem like, doesn't it feel like, it feels like to me at least, especially if the rest of the visits this week go as you'd hope, which is you'd get commitments from, let's say, the majority of them at least. You know, you've already gotten the Colby Rogers commitment. The one kid from North Texas came and went without committing, so you do wonder about that.
Yeah.
Because it feels like when they get someone, they get them right after the visit. That's been the trend the past few years. But they've got two more visitors this week. Like, doesn't it, if, let's say they get the two other visitors this week, the point guard from Florida Atlantic and John Buggs, the shooter from North Texas. Well, already it feels like you're talking about, man, they're going to get more guys in early this time than they did last year, right? Doesn't it feel that
way? I mean, yeah.
Like, you have more guys, you know, with Danger, with Haggerty, with Jordan coming back, with the incoming freshman, and then with Rodgers, and then hopefully maybe two more commitments at least this week. That's six guys who you already got in the fold already. And it felt like last year, remember, they had like Caleb Mills they got early and Jordan they got early.
Well, then there's like a lot of guys that are waiting on academic stuff and whatnot.
So I think it's a strong start by Penny Hardaway. Again, though, it all feels right now contingent on, this is going to really work if you bring back David Jones. If you don't bring back David Jones, you feel like you're going to need to get another major piece from the portal if you don't bring him back.
When we come back, we tell your story next right here on Giannotto and Jeffrey, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hey, Mid-South, get to Gossett Mitsubishi Motors Spring Sales Event and get thunderstruck with 43 MPG Highway and 2024 Mitsubishi Mirage. We Gossett for $18,960 or $269 a month, or hit the open road in your 2024 Mitsubishi Eclipse Cross. We Gossett, $28,350 or $379 a month. And adventure starts with 2024 Mitsubishi Outlander SE. We Gossett, $32,765 or $449 a month. Plus, every Gossett Mitsubishi comes with Mitsubishi's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. That's Gossett Mitsubishi, 1870 Covington Pike, online 24/7 at memphismitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
All 84 months, Mirage, RH00-5921, MSRP 19460, Eclipse RZO-342-249, MSRP 29350, Outlander RZO-43754, MSRP 33765, includes all rebates and incentives, PF 695, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through end of the month. Dealer stock only.
What's up, everybody? Nick Costos here with the Sports Betting Minute, brought to you by BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. Please gamble responsibly. Tuesday night, Western Conference playoff game, 7-8. Winner gets the 7 seed and the right to lose to the defending champion Denver in the first round. New Orleans, a 1 or 1.5 point favorite against the Los Angeles team in purple and gold. The total in the game is 224.5. Now, New Orleans does deserve to maybe be a really slight favorite. New Orleans playing at home. New Orleans has had a nice season. New Orleans just got one of its best players back from injury. But really, we're going to go up against L.A. with the king and the unibrow? No way. Give me L.A. on the money line. L.A. to beat New Orleans on Tuesday night. That's it for this Sports Betting Minute, brought to you by BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app and take your game to the next level with the king of sportsbooks. Please gamble responsibly.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. Must be 21 years or older. Must be in Tennessee. Visit BetMGM.com for full list of terms and conditions. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789.
Warmer weather means getting together with friends on a patio. But where? Owen Brennan's, that's where. The patio at Owen Brennan's is an oasis, an escape from the hustle and the bustle of life. For lunch, dinner, or cocktails, the patio at Owen Brennan's is calling your name. Answer the call.
Recent weather taking a toll on your roof? A-Team Roofing has you covered, literally, with their 24-hour tarp service to stop further damage.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices. And when you download the Kroger app, you can enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. So it's easy to save big. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on 6-packs of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or Canada Dry. Select varieties are just $3.49 each with your card and digital coupon. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than they're worth in real cash value. Ramp's corporate cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made.
And now, get $250 when you join Ramp. Just go to ramp.com/sports. Ramp.com/sports. RAMP.com/sports.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now you can try it for free at ziprecruiter.com/radio. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
I lock up my Old Spice Fiji aluminum-free dry spray to keep that 24/7 lasting freshness safe for myself. Fresh coconuts, palm trees in the wind. It's like catching waves in Fiji. Actually, I just talked myself into a refreshing spritz of Fiji. My Old Spice is missing! No!
And now Martha Stewart for Skechers.
When I make a dish or embark on a craft project, I always use the finest, most fabulous ingredients and materials. Which is why, when it comes to footwear, I love Skechers. Because Skechers is the comfort technology company and uses the most luxurious, innovative materials and designs to make wondrously comfortable footwear with all the fits and features like Arch Fit and Skechers' world-famous air-cooled memory foam. It's exactly the way I'd make shoes.
Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
All right, Mark, for today's Tell Your Story, I think we got to go to our boy Cutter Gauthier, right? It's the guy that the Flyers ended up having to trade, whatnot. Big time hockey player for Boston College. Right before the national championship game against Denver, there's going to be a lot of tears for that team over there. Spoiler alert, there were no tears for Denver. Denver ends up winning the national championship. That's a tough one.
Well, it was also the players afterwards, these two brothers were kind of the stars of Denver's hockey team. And like they were asked at the post-game interview, like, what does it feel like to do this to your brother? And one of them goes, it's un-effing believable. Oh, oops, sorry. And it was like, you know, it was being broadcast to the whole
very
arena.
Hockey.
It was very good. It's un-effing believable. I mean, it was awesome.
My thanks to Jason Munz for joining the program. If you missed anything, you can be up on the podcast shortly after the program ends. For Dennis, for Mark, this is Jeffrey saying thanks for listening. Keep listening. The Gabe Kuhn Show is coming up next.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, celebrating a legacy of sports as the flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers talk. Always live on the Odyssey app and on smart speakers. Say, play 92.9 ESPN.
Hey, Mid-South, get to Gossett Mitsubishi Motors Spring Sales Event and get thunderstruck with 43 MPG Highway and 2024 Mitsubishi Mirage. We Gossett for $18,960 or $269 a month. Or hit the open road in your 2024 Mitsubishi Eclipse Cross. We Gossett, $28,350 or $379 a month. And adventure starts with 2024 Mitsubishi Outlander SE. We Gossett, $32,765 or $449 a month. Plus, every Gossett Mitsubishi comes with Mitsubishi's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. That's Gossett Mitsubishi. 1870 Covington Pike, online 24/7 at MemphisMitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
All 84 months, Mirage, RH00-5921, MSRP 19460, Eclipse RZO-342-249, MSRP 29350, Outlander RZO-43754, MSRP 33765, includes all rebates and incentives, PF 695, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through end of the month. Dealer stock only.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Paid for by Wesley Financial Group.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.